Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is going to be one of the coolest weeks of the year. It is going to be a great week. If you are a baseball fan, a college football fan, it's going to be a lot of fun this week. And welcome to the morning show, John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hugh Douglas, what is up?
Good morning, John Fricke. Good morning, everyone. How was everyone doing this morning?
It was great. Wild weekend, rested and relaxed from... I will say this. I do want to make a public announcement that the John's days as an Uber driver to Canada are now officially over. I am retired as an Uber driver. I am never going to do that again, ever. If you are expecting that I'm going to pick you up and anybody in my family to take you up to the lake, drive yourself. Okay.
I don't believe it, John Fricke. You're just talking that trash because it's over with. You're going to be the Uber driver, and you're going to like it.
That's actually kind of what I'm afraid of.
Hey, John, you're going to like it. You know, nobody want to hear that. Nobody want to hear that sass from you this morning talking about what you ain't about to do. Knowing good and well you're about
to do
it again.
You know what drives me nuts? I was up at the lake, you know, I get up, you know, it was like the second morning we're there, right? And so I've got, you know, the aunts, the uncles, the this, the that, the cousins, the you know what. And so I'm sitting there having a little bit of coffee, and somebody says, "What do you want to do today?" I'm like, what do you mean? What do I want to do today? You know? Well, you know, we could go out shopping over here or something. I'm like, shopping, you know? And somebody else said, I saw where there's a really nice nature walk. I said, nature walk? The only nature walk I'm taking is from the dock to my cabin to take a leak. That's it. That's my nature walk. Okay. I'm not going any. What do you mean? I'm here at the lake. But you get up to the lake, right? And everybody says, we got to find something to do.
That's what people do. And I'm pretty sure you're talking about women, because that's what it sounds like to me. Women want to go shopping and pick up some stuff and, you know, put stuff in the back of the car so that they can have to take home with them to say that they've been on vacation. You need proof. You need proof when you go on vacation. I mean, it's the truth. Like, you need proof. And if you don't get something from on vacation, then it didn't happen. For most women, that's how they think. For us, we just want to go somewhere and do what we were doing at home. Sit down and chill out. But, you know, that's just how it is. Some guys, I mean, but I will say this. Some guys like to when they go on vacation, they like to, you know, indulge and partake in the whatever it is that region has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe the food or something like that, or the festivities or whatnot. But, no. For me, when I go on vacation, I want to relax.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. Well, welcome to Arthur Trish is a part of the program today.
AT
back in the house. It's good to see you, AT. Good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. Good to see you too. It's good to say a few words on the mic again and to be around the 92.9 family
and be up so early.
Well, we won't talk about that.
Like the Gap Band.
Some things will remain private. I won't talk about that.
Yeah, we got the full team today. Of course, the great Daryl Ashurst on the board, and Wendy in studio doing the whole TWC thing. And
welcome back, John.
Yeah, no, it's great to be back. I mean, it's funny, you know, you relax and you start to think about, you know, when you're driving back down, because it's 1,100 miles, and I'm driving back down, I got a lot of time to think. And so yesterday, I come out of the storms were so bad in Tennessee and Kentucky driving. The traffic's going like 5 miles an hour. But I'm listening to Mike Connie once I, you know, on the app, I'm listening to Mike and Jason call this game. I didn't see the game because I was just listening on the radio.
Yeah.
But boy, to listen to Mike Connie, you would have thought he was so angry. I've never heard Mike Connie more harsh and more angry at what Seattle was doing in the way they were playing and delaying. and stalling than he was yesterday.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Because it was Seattle Sounders head coach and Tata. They kind of got into a little bit of a tete-a-tete where Tata was basically saying, you know, tell your cats to quit slowing the game down. Because they knew they couldn't match up with them, and they were trying to slow the match down. And that was a problem for, like, the first 20 minutes of the match. That was the biggest issue, was that Seattle was trying to slow the game down. And, you know, that went on for a while. That went on for a while until they got the penalty kick. Nicholas, wasn't they, Ladero got the penalty kick.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of, you know, loosened up a little bit. But it was coming off of the World Cup, coming off of that World Cup, and then watching Atlanta United and Seattle play, it was kind of like a driving straight off a cliff as far as the excitement was concerned. It was a little back and forth in the beginning.
Yeah, that's what Connie was saying. And that's a shame, too, because, you know, here you have, you know, the potential for having the biggest audience ever, TV audience ever,
mm-hmm.
in Major League Soccer history. And you had this, you know, wild, you know, World Cup game with people running on the field and goals everywhere. And you know, France and Croatia playing this incredible game. And you get to MLS and it just kind of stops because that's what Seattle's going to play, which is a shame.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shame. And it was also a shame that, you know, the game kind of played out the way that it did. Atlanta United only got 1 point. So it's like, what, 41-40? I think New York FC is like right behind them. Or no, the Red Bulls. Is it the Red Bulls? There's the New York Red Bulls are right behind them in the point standings.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the same amount of, almost the same, like 1 point behind them, but with lesser games played. So, you know, it was a little bit disappointing. I'm pretty sure that the guys are pretty upset about that as well.
It is the morning show on a Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And so I want you to take a big old breath and exhale it if you're a football fan, because the season starts today. And let me explain. It's SEC Media Days here in Atlanta, okay? And so from this point forward, you can expect a full dose, at least on our radio station. Not only are you going to get all the Braves coverage, you're going to get all the United coverage, but here we go with the SEC, Hugh Douglas. And today the SEC Media Days are going to be large and in charge. And it's another way that Atlanta proves again that it is like this epicenter. Every time there's something big, it's an epicenter of sports. Well, heck, it's the epicenter of the universe. I mean, you were talking, I know that you had, we had the big car and bike show this weekend.
Yes.
We also had Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, man. And I tell you, it was kind of fun to see. The one day that I am not permitted to wear my graphic t-shirts where I could actually fit in with my, you know, nerdy brethren, that was what they had at Comic-Con. Everybody and their mother was there. It was, I heard that Luke Cage was in town. Didn't get a chance to go because we had to do the car and bike show, but there were a lot of cosplay individuals there. Shout out to everybody who dressed up for cosplay. A lot of them were a little younger, than I anticipated. It was a lot younger than I anticipated, but it was still a cool look to see the people dressed up. I saw Jon Snow. Jon Snow was at Comic-Con yesterday.
If you were going to go to Comic-Con and you had a
probably,
chance.
If I had to go, I'd probably be Luke Cage. It'd probably be the easiest thing for me to do. Is put on a pair of a jeans or a hoodie and just go as Luke Cage. That would have probably been easier. But if I'd have put some time into it, if I'd have had a chance to put some time into it, I probably would have been like a Blade or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Blade.
Blade Trinity Daywalker. Yeah.
I saw Blade there. It was a guy that dressed up as Blade. It was a couple older individuals, like my age, they were dressed up as like Super Saiyans. Well, no, Saiyans. I don't think they were Super Saiyans. They were just like the Dragon Ball Z. Saiyans. It was pretty cool to see, man, because it was one of those things that it was almost like going to that glow stick party a few weeks ago, the night run. Like the age range between like the age range from everybody that dressed up was all over the place. You had like young kids to older individuals. It was pretty cool, man. I always like going to events where no matter what age you are, people are just out there having fun. Kind of like the car and bike show. It was the same thing. Shout out to the car and bike show. That was a fun time as well. Got a chance to be on V103. Got a chance to introduce the actual acts that were coming on stage.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. A little nervous, though. You know, just a little nervous because, you know, the first thing you say, hey, who's a sports fan? And everybody like, we're here to listen to music. and what I did, I just introduced the opening of the acts. Like, hey, you know, we're about to start the concerts and whatnot. So, you know, it's like, hey, who's a sports fan? You know, football season about started. Everybody's like, Where's Julio? But it was a great time,
you didn't
man.
Find him while I was gone, did you?
No, I found a couple of his jerseys, though.
Okay.
What's his name? Sean Combs' son, King Combs, had on a Julio Jones jersey. His presence was felt in the building
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people, you know, throughout that whole thing, walking around, you saw a lot of people wearing Julio Jones jerseys. So he was.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Maybe this is the week we get that done.
What you talking about, his contract?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Uh-huh. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard
anything. I don't think that's going to happen this week.
And we're talking about it up in Canada. And we're talking, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, you know, again, that's something we'll deal with on a day-to-day basis here. We had heard, at least from we had heard from, you know, a number of sources, you and I, Hugh, that between the 4th of July and the start of camp, and camp is 11 days away.
Yeah, I don't think
camp. It's next week.
I don't think camp Matt Ryan is about to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
I don't think it's going to happen. Because I know for me, if I'm getting ready to go for 6 months, I'm going to take all them 11 days that I can get, and I'm not trying to run around and catch nobody's passes or run no routes or nothing like that. Not right now. But I will say that if Matt Ryan, you know, was like, hey, man, we need to do this or get this done, I'm pretty sure that the guys will step up. But I'm thinking that maybe because of Julio's absence, that's probably one of the main reasons why they didn't have it.
Of course, we mentioned it's going to be a very busy week. The SEC Media Days begin today. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, they are in town. They ought to be in town all the time, but that's a discussion we'll have a little bit later today. That'll be really interesting to monitor all these news conferences to see what these guys have to say because we are, again, I just kind of reminded myself, Hugh, next week camp begins.
Yes.
Next week. I mean,
it won't be long, man. Yeah. And then you know what's funny? After that, the Hall of Fame, all the Hall of Fame festivities.
Right.
It's right around the corner.
I mean, everything is around the corner.
Yes.
I mean, we're 11 days from training camp and, what, 2 weeks away from the – or a little over 2 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game.
Yes, yes, yes. I got my –
Man.
I got all the information that – like Brian Dawkins is having a party.
Okay.
And I was invited, and it's formal. I'm having a little anxiety about that, though. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Like tuxedo?
Yes. I got to find my tuxedo, John.
When was the last time you wore a tux?
When I got married. When I got married. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I don't like, it's not like I don't want to dress up. But for whatever reason, I have, when it comes to dressing up, I have a little bit of anxiety when it comes to that. I really, really do. I haven't done it in so long. It's just like one of them things that I am not a fan of putting on school clothes. I am just not. I am not a fan. And now you're telling me that I have to wear a tuxedo? That's almost a deal breaker for me, but I'm going. I'm going because I was, you know, I was shamed into going by my ex. So I'm going to go. But I don't know how long I'm going to be able to hang out in that tuxedo, though.
Yeah, if you haven't worn it since you got married.
I haven't worn a tuxedo since I've been married.
You might want to, like, try it on.
I'm pretty sure it fits, John. But if it don't, I'm going to be the swole-looking dude in the tuxedo. Because I know I'm not fat.
Trying to help you, brother.
Yeah, I know. It might not fit in the arms, but it's like.
You're going to be sitting there going, uh-oh, I got a problem.
I might. But I feel like
open collar tux looks good on you.
I feel like that every time I put on school clothes, though. I really do. I'm just like, it's just not, that's not what I like to do. But I guess I really, in this situation, I don't have a choice because that's what this situation calls for. Is a tux, so I'll be there in a tuxedo.
Man, those storms last night, you didn't hear them. You were sleeping,
man,
huh?
I sleep like a rock.
Man, it was like a deluge where there was like epic flooding. I was like looking for, you know, the other sides of the apocalypse for crying out loud. It rained so hard. Man, it was nasty last night. Hopefully you survived it and had no issues. The Braves have not only survived the first half of the season, they have flourished in the first half of the season. Off to the All-Star Game tonight, the Home Run Derby, and where the Braves stand. We're going to give you our thoughts about the Braves, the Home Run Derby, and more as we continue on this very busy Monday. John and Hewitt, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen and win.
The game's national signing bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over $250,000. A chance to win a grand.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a very busy Monday. We got a lot to get into. We'll get into Atlanta United and that whole mess yesterday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're certainly going to get into the SEC Media Days. There's a lot of NFL news. Got a lot to get into, but tonight the Home Run Derby is at the All-Star Game in D.C., and we're going to get into that in just a moment. Let's kind of catch you up here real quick on the Braves and where they stand now that we have completed the, quote, air quotes, everybody, first half of the season, because we're way past the first
air
half.
Air quotes. Okay. Yeah. How many games are we past? It's like, what, 90?
Well, 94
games?
94.
They played 94 games.
So, and halfway would be 81, so you're 13 games past it.
That's math. There you go, John. Freak with that math.
I know. Braves won yesterday. A couple of quick highlights. First, Ozzie Albies continuing his amazing play of this season.
Little dribbler on contact. Lamb's got to hurry. Can't make the play. The play throws it away. It's down the line. Ozzie will turn the corner. He's at second. He's thinking three. Bit of a stumble. Throw to third. Ball dropped. He's safe.
Jim Carrey on Fox Sports South. And again, Ozzie Albies this year has done this many times, Hugh, where he has taken an extra base and forced the issue and made that defense make a play. And more times than not, nine times out of ten, it seems, he's actually come out on the plus end of it.
Yeah, he's a fast cat, man. It was obvious yesterday with that aggressive base running. But this team, as a whole, they've been like that all season long. They've been real aggressive on the base paths.
And it works for him, too.
Yeah, it has been.
And so they put a four spot up against Arizona, finally breaking out of their slump a little bit in that inning. And then Preston Tucker with a little bit of insurance later in the game.
And this one's hit a mile high to deep right. Jay back. He's going to look up. That one's in the chop house seats. Preston Tucker with a pinch hit homer extends the lead.
And after the game, Brian Snicker, manager, talking about getting a win going into the break.
Somebody asked, I think Bo did yesterday, it's winning a game like this, is it big for you going into the half? Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a lot better than, like you say, than if we had lost 5-0 because, you know, we've been scuffling and grinding, struggling, and so that was a nice ball game to go into the break with.
Yeah, see, there we go. I mean, they have been scuffling and struggling, and the one thing, you know, I was doing when I was sitting up there in Canada, I was watching, you know, looking at the Braves, watching the GameCast and whatnot on my phone, and boy, it just... It has been a rough week and a half.
Yeah, it has been, man. You're talking about a team that right before before going on the road playing the 10 games against what was it, St. Louis, the Mets,
no, the Yankees.
The Yankees and
the Brewers.
And the Brewers. Thank you very much, John Freaking. And having that series go 5-5, and then come home and having the struggles that you have at home with the pitching and the hitting. And it seemed like you were kind of limping into the All-Star break. But yesterday, the good thing about it was Julio Teheran gave you six innings.
Right.
Gave you six great innings and got four hits, but no runs. That was really good. That's a great way to end, you know, in that first half of the season and get ready for the All-Star break. Get a little bit of breather. Let your bullpen rest a little bit. Let your starting pitching rest a little bit. And just get ready for the second half of the season.
So, yeah, and it was good to see Julio again have another quality outing. This is what we talked about when we were all getting frustrated with him. You know, I mean, I was willing to trade him, but I said, you do so at your own expense because we know that he's capable of starting to rip off, you know, 5, 6, 7 really good starts in a row and be a really quality starter. And we've seen that in his last few outings up on the Hill. So that's good news. All right, the first half is over. How do you kind of grade this? You know, just overall, Hugh, how do you grade the team's first half of the season?
You know, we were talking about this yesterday. I overall gave him a B+. And the reason I gave him that, John, is because nobody saw this coming. Nobody expected this team to be in the position that they're in now. Nobody even thought at the trade deadline that they could be potential buyers. As far as going in and trying to figure out, you know, what could potentially get you over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be your starting pitching or is it going to be your relief pitching?
Right.
I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I think, but the biggest thing is, how is this going to affect you in the long term? And I think that's the biggest thing that you have to weigh in this whole situation. Can't stress that enough, man. You know, yeah, we know that you could probably use a veteran arm in starting pitching and maybe some help in middle relief. But at what price? That's the biggest question mark for this Atlanta Braves team. You know, you talk about the embarrassment of young prospects that they have in the farm system, but how many of those are you willing to give up in order to get what you need to get you potentially over the hump or get you in contention?
Especially if it's just a rental for 68 games.
Yes, because the name that keeps popping up is Manny Machado. And you know, it's funny, a few weeks ago, there was a story where the Phillies were the front runners for Manny.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they decided that, I guess, the price was too rich. And now you're hearing again, you're reading stories this morning that they're still back in the hunt, the Braves are in the hunt, but it looks like the leaders in the ball club for him are the New York Yankees. And how much are you willing to give up for a guy you're only going to have for a couple of months?
Right.
That's the biggest question.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player, and it's really an expense on two fronts, because I think, see, to me, Hugh, if you're going to make a move for Manny Machado and you're going to give up, let's say, two or three of your really good prospects, you cannot do it as a rental player. You have to make that move. Manny Machado is only 25 years old. You're going to have to make that move and say, okay, we are willing to give him an 8-year, $300 million contract. You have to be willing to give him the contract. Otherwise, what's the point of the move?
Yeah, I agree with that. But not only that, John, he has to be, you know, if you trade for him, he has to want to come here.
Right.
Because from what I've read, it sounds like he wants to be a Yankee. It just sounds like that. I forgot if it was a tweet or something that somebody sent out that he liked or something that was talking about being a Yankee or something. Was that it, Wendy?
There was an Instagram post of him in a Yankees uniform or superimposed, and he hit like on the Yankee uniform picture.
So, if I'm a club and I see that and I'm looking to try to talk to him for the long term and I see that, that would kind of make me a little leery. Because if he's liking pictures, and I know you like the pictures probably because somebody did a great job of making a render. I mean, mm-hmm, hey, it is what it is. But I would have to ask that question, like, listen, if we make this trade, I mean, what is your long-term plans? I need something a little bit more concrete if I'm going
to
make that
move. Yeah, all right. Or I need him to sign before the trade.
That too. That would be considered concrete, John.
Yeah.
That would be considered
move. I mean, you can't give up a whole bunch for a guy that's going to be 68, games and done.
Nah.
Especially when he wants to go to the Golden State Yankees.
The Golden State Yankees.
I mean, for God's sakes.
Yeah, how long did it take you to think of that with John?
I just did now. So, because it occurred to me. That's kind of what they're turning into. I mean, you put Manny Machado in the middle of that.
They got a lot of bread.
$300 million more on top of everything else they're spending.
Everybody go, like anybody that's hot in free agency at the trade deadline, they seem like they go to the Yankees. Like, if the Yankees want you, then you're probably, they get you. I remember with CeCe Sabathia. When he was with Cleveland. And it was like, the Yankees are thinking about getting CeCe. Thinking about it, they got him. I mean, that's what they do. Who else was it? Who's in the booth lying about being a who in the booth right now lying? What's his name? A-Rod in the booth.
Yeah.
Lied about stuff. They went and got him.
Yep.
So yeah, they go get who they want. Now, the end is near. What? And
so I face. Well, it's Frank.
Wait a minute. What is this for? He did it his way.
I thought he'd be playing New York, New York, but he didn't.
Oh, you talking about Manny? One. Oh, he caught it. Manny, that's for Manny? He doing it his way?
He's doing it his way.
I ain't mad at him. They say he's potentially going to make more money or get more money than Bryce Harper. You remember last year we were talking about how Bryce Harper was going to be like the $200 million man? They say Manny's going to be the $300 million man. Man, come on. Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus. Take the wheel.
All right, we got another question for you, and it's our Vision Computer poll question of the day brought to you by Vision Computers, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. It's which one of our Braves All-Stars, and there are, of course, four, was the first half MVP of the club? Was it Freddie Freeman? Was it Ozzie Albies? Was it Nick Markakis? Or was it Mike Fulton-Evich? Which of the four Braves All-Stars was the team MVP? Now, if you want to comment on it, and again, we'll talk to you on our Twitter. If you want to pick somebody else, you can. Just hit the comment and write it in, and we'll respond to it. But, I think most people are going to pick Freddie. So far, it's pretty close. Though Fulton-Evich doesn't have a vote. Somebody can come in there and help out Mike here. Help out Foldy a little bit.
Help him out.
I picked Ozzie Albies because here's why. Even though I know that Freddie is, if he gets hot in the second half, he'll be the odds on and the Braves win the division. He may be the MVP of the National League. But Ozzie Albies has so, been that kind of fire starter for this team. Not only has he had a phenomenal first half, but he's been that fire starter when they needed a fire starter. And so yesterday, again, not just his home runs, not just his RBIs, but his base running and his defense have both been, all-star worthy, which is why he's at the game. So I'm gonna go with Ozzie Albies as the MVP of this team for the first half.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I try to think a little bit outside the box because, John, with this team, there are certain guys you look at and be like, there's no question he's the all-star. But I'm looking at the unsung hero kind of guys, the guys that, you know, people that aren't really the household names. And I think I had to go with Charlie Culberson. How many times has there been games where Charlie has come up in clutch situations for you and hit a dinger that has won the game for you? He's had those a few times this year, so I picked Charlie Culberson in this situation.
It is the morning show on a very busy Monday. SEC Media Days, Braves United, and much more. And some of the other stories that, from the weekend that are worthy in the Wendy Zone. As we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I know we were just talking about the Atlanta Braves, and we have a Vision Computer poll right now at 929 The Game asking you guys this question. Which one of our Braves All-Stars was the first half MVP? Is it Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Nick Markakis, or Mike Foltynewicz? Right now, 43% of people saying it's Albies, 30% Freddie Freeman, 26% Nick Markakis, and only 1% for Folty right now. And that's our Vision Computer poll. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, at least you got to vote, because I was looking there thinking when you said somebody got to bail him out.
I was very nervous. I hate when guys don't get at least like one vote, but it appears he's only gotten one vote.
He'd be all right. He'd be all right.
I'm very competitive. If I only had 1%, I'd be like,
you'd be upset.
I would be on Twitter retweeting and
all talking about y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of haters.
Hate. Well, I know a lot of us in here besides John do online shopping. Today is the 4th annual Amazon Prime Day. It starts at 3 p.m. Eastern and runs through midnight tomorrow. Only 9 out of 10 people say they shop on Amazon, but people aren't super pumped about Prime Day just because the deals have been disappointing in the past. But normally they offer really good deals, and that's Amazon Prime Day, which is today.
You know what? I'm going to look just to see if there's something that I want. But normally, like, on Amazon, it's like, if I don't really see anything that, you know what I mean? It's not nothing that kind of piques my interest. Like, ooh, I got to have, nah. I'm going to look, though.
No, I'm definitely going
to look. All right, I may have to look. The Maven's birthday is in 2 weeks.
Oh, well, then, John, you have to do this. If you don't have an Amazon account right now, you can get one.
Well, I've got
a 30-day free trial or whatever.
All right, well, I've got one of the, I'm on Amazon Prime. I've got the television account.
So you must have, Amazon Prime.
Then you have Amazon Prime.
Okay. Because like, I watch the TV network. I watch the app.
Yeah, then John, go look for some deals today.
Wow. Yeah, but aren't you afraid of like her opening your mail?
Yeah, I am afraid of, because she, well, but anything that comes to the house, she's going to open.
Well, just say.
Because look at me, this is my mail. Just tell her, stop opening your mail, John. Stop opening my mail, woman.
And say, hey, if you see a box from Amazon, don't open it.
That, but you know what? Come on, Wendy. Now, you know, if he tells her that, that's kind of like saying, open the box.
No.
What's in the box? What's in the box, John Fricky?
See, I don't want to know. I want to be surprised by a present. So I don't want to open, like, the box early and figure out what my gift is.
I don't think John got it like that at his house. I think that when John gets home, that when the mail comes, that the mail's already open and John just looks, he gets a chance to skim through. Hey, you got a mail from so-and-so. You got some mail from so-and-so today. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I did. Oh, thank you. I mean, but that's kind of like how it normally goes.
Well, that was supposed to be your birthday present.
Yeah, that's what.
Well, you know, I would say this. I hide all the Christmas presents. I hide all of her Christmas presents. Hide them. And I don't wrap them till Christmas Eve, and then I put them on under the tree on Christmas Eve and tell her, don't.
So
don't
she hasn't
them.
Figured out her hiding spot yet?
No, I'm really good at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
I heard that.
But there's
John
only so many spots in your house, John, I'm assuming. So eventually she would have to figure it out.
You would think, but I'm really good at it. I'm just telling you. I can bury stuff so deep in the house that you couldn't find it if you wanted to.
He's not going to reveal it.
Yes, exactly.
And now I'm curious. I'm like, where are you hiding your gifts that
It's a decent-sized house, and I will bury it so deep you wouldn't even know it exists. Trust me.
As a kid, that was always a challenge for the holidays, is to figure out where your parents hid your presents before putting them under the tree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't just hide them. I mean, I bury them. Let's put it that way.
He's proud of himself for that, too. I ain't mad at you.
You'd have to spend some time digging. Okay, that's all I got to say.
Buying the presents?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're not ordering anything on Amazon. Well, a couple of pregnancy announcements. Kate Upton announced on Saturday that she and Justin Verlander are having a baby. She is down in Miami for Sports Illustrated's swimsuit model search during Miami Swim Week. So she Instagrammed a photo of herself in Miami, said hashtag pregnant in Miami at Justin Verlander. And Justin posted this: "You're going to be the most amazing mom. I can't wait to start this new journey with you. You're the most thoughtful, loving, caring, and strong woman I've ever met. Aww. I'm so proud that our little one is going to be raised in this world by a woman like you. I love you so much."
And then, of course, you know how this works. The baby will look like him and pitch like her.
Oh, come on, John. Or what if it's a little girl? Maybe softball player. Or maybe
she'd be a model. Or singer.
On the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Look like him and pitch
like
her.
For the thousandth time.
Well, isn't that what happened with Billy Joel's kid? I mean, she looks like him and sings like her. You're Christie Brinkley's daughter, and all of a sudden you get like...
So you're saying she's not that cute?
You got one that got too much of the Billy Joel.
Wait a minute, I got to see Billy Joel's daughter.
No, he's going to do some research.
Yeah, I want to see
his
daughter.
I want to see this picture now because I don't think I know.
What did she look? The way John just described it, she ain't that cute.
Yeah.
John, she didn't get enough
Christie. Let's put it
And for John to say that about somebody, because John never takes shots at anybody like that.
He's got a point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this yet.
Yeah.
While Hugh's doing some research on Billy Joel's oldest, I'm assuming oldest, right?
I guess, yeah, because I assume. I don't know how many kids he has.
Is her name Alexa Ray Joel?
I think so, yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
No way. Now I'm going to hold on.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't get a whole lot of uptight girl at her.
She's not.
By the
she's
way,
not.
I know, but she did. You're Christie Brinkley's daughter. I mean, you know.
Come on. Y'all are being way too harsh.
Wait a minute. She don't look like her mama, though, Wendy.
Y'all
like,
are being way too harsh.
Wendy. She's not bad, but if your mama look like that, come on now. You got to give me a little something else. You got to, like, I'm pretty sure when she saw, she's like, dang.
Y'all are being way too harsh. Y'all are very harsh. She is not what you guys say. She is a very pretty girl.
Okay.
Nah.
Y'all are being way too harsh.
I wouldn't
Hugh,
say, nah.
Hugh, you're being way
harsh.
By the way, if you're in your car, do not search it because it's
free. Wait a minute.
Free.
Hold up. Like, she has some work done. Like, when she was younger. Oh, Wendy, come on now. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
She was on the cover with her mom and her stepsister.
She's not bad looking.
On this swimsuit. I think that was last year they were on Sports Illustrated.
She don't like her mama, though.
She does not look like her mom.
She looked like her daddy.
She is not what you guys are laughing at her about.
If I was her, I'd have punched my dad in the face. Why did you do this to me? Pow!
That is so mean.
Wendy, look, just look at the picture that I'm looking at.
I'm looking at the photos of her, and I think she's a very pretty girl.
Not to be Christie Brinkley's daughter, though.
She does not look like Christie Brinkley as much, but she is not. Oh my gosh, y'all are horrible.
On to the next one.
Good thing I brushed my hair this morning. I wonder what you guys say about me when I'm not in the room. Well, another baby announcement, because I said there's a couple of celebrity babies. Conor McGregor turned 30 years old on Saturday, so not only was it his 30th birthday, his girlfriend just announced that she is also pregnant, saying on her Instagram, "Happy 30th birthday, babe," talking about Conor McGregor. "Thank you for being you. Love you to bits from me, Conor Jr. and the bump." So Conor McGregor is having another baby.
All right, for Conor.
Now, this much I do know. That baby going to be tough. That baby going to be mean and nasty, and you don't want to have nothing to do with that baby.
Yeah, the dad's probably a little off the hook.
Yeah, a little off the hook.
Well, they already have another child.
I know.
They got a little boy. They got a little boy now, right?
Yeah.
We'll see. Y'all are mean.
No, I'm saying, I'm looking at the picture of the daughters together. Yeah, she got the short end of the stick.
SEC Media Days begin today here in Atlanta, where they ought be all the time. But they're finally here, at least for this year. We're going to tell you what that means next. On The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.